99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. 18 minutes past 12, this very beautiful Thursday afternoon. How are you? I'm grateful that there's air in my lungs and I'm not, you know, needing help to breathe. Thank God. And I'm fine. My piece is full. I had a beautiful breakfast. I had some cheese with some eggs, some pancakes. Yeah, even though I still have like a slight headache. But you know what? It's a beautiful day. Plus, it's raining outside. Well, who loves the drizzle? Well, and again, I think you really want to appreciate the season. So you love it when it rains. But then you hate it because the potholes get, you know, filled up to the brim. You can't quite see it when it's rainy. And then you're driving. Now you have your car to worry about. And maybe it even needs some repairs. And then for heaven's sake, when will the government do it? And all of those types of concerns come your way. But you know what? Let's worry about what's there to be worried. Let's worry about what's necessary. We can't have all the problems on one plate. We'll take them one at a time. And maybe sometimes, like I'm doing this morning, leave the problems behind and be grateful for something that's not problematic. Like, you know, you're fine, you have legs. Look, I had a very interesting pain, you know, on my hip one year ago. Yeah. And suddenly, I thought I appreciated legs in a very new way. I realized I couldn't walk except I had a cane. I couldn't walk very well. And when I see people just breeze past me or run or jog or just walk past me, I would look at them as though you have no idea. I would look at them as though they had no understanding of the miracle it is to have two legs. And sometimes we've had the miracle around so long and we're not necessarily counting it anymore as a work of miracle. We're not necessarily seeing it as that because, well, yeah, something you expect. You give birth to a child, they have two eyes. Well, that's expected. You know, they can hear, they can smile, they're not deformed. Well, that's expected. Miracles. Maybe you need to sit back and see whether you can count all the miracles, all the blessings and be grateful for that. And you see this problem? It's not necessarily for you alone. So you take your own share one day at a time. And if you don't feel like it today, well, honey, you don't feel like it. Let it lay somewhere. Then you get up, pick your life up, say your prayer, be hopeful, eat something nice, sleep, rest, and think about nothing. You know, there's an art to doing nothing sometimes. Just rest, relax your mind. Don't carry the world on your shoulder. Your shoulder isn't built for the world or for the weight of the world. Be grateful for everything. Is it air conditioner turned off? Off? Please turn it on. Look, life's for the living. Well, so basically what that means is it's something my mother would say whenever she wanted an extra something. She would say something like, the dead can praise God. Please turn on the air conditioner. So I like cold rooms. My colleagues seem to have a little problem with that. They think it's too cold sometimes. Okay, it is Confessions Thursday. First, and then after that, we go into Lords of Logic. Ah, wait. This studio is not cool as it normally would be. So I'm feeling hot and I don't like heat. Confessions Thursday, my friends. Welcome if you have just tuned into radio. My name is Joyce. Someone sent me a message saying, Joyce, foreign women have more understanding than the local ones. So first of all, let's adjust the grammar. Yesterday I had a moment. And by the way, this is even on Twitter. You know, thank you very much, Cali Joe on Twitter. Can we quickly adjust to that? So first of all, let me tell you to something I kind of, my mind went to while I was, what, pressing my phone or... I'm always thinking, so my mind is always going places. So yesterday, I thought that I had maybe the presence of mind to thoroughly understand how language makes a thing sound less powerful, less beautiful, less inferior. In fact, language is what we use to create the world. You know, language, what we say. So perfect example, I don't want to go into too much detail as to what my yesterday was like and how my mind was able to pretty much frame the image in my mind. Let's use this example on Twitter right now, my friends. Someone on Twitter, Cali Joe on Twitter says, foreign women have more understanding than the local ones, all right? If you remember yesterday on the show, we spoke about quite a number of things, but then one specifically at the later hour was a young man, who went overseas and pretty much took up domestic responsibility. Yeah. And he would appear to have done it with all of his heart until the day he felt, you know what, I'm tired today. When the white girl comes back, she's going to cook. The white girl came back, asked for food, no food, and she throws him out of her house. Yeah? Okay. And that was what we had a conversation about. I guess some people actually have the opinion that they prefer white women because black women are, in this case, black women are less understanding. I'm due for a break in a minute. First of all, you cannot say local ones. You cannot use that type of a language for women who, say, are in Nigeria. We're black women. We're not local women. We're black women. We're educated. We have hands, legs, as do the white girls or the white women. They're not superior to us. They do not have an edge when it comes to comprehension or understanding. We'll be right back.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
Okay, welcome back to The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. This very beautiful Thursday afternoon. So I think I wanted to bring to your conscious, I think you already know it, but you're not conscious of it. So you still do it regardless of the fact that it doesn't serve the outlook, your outlook of the world. And worse, it doesn't help create the type of world that you envy. Yeah. So language, the way we say something, the way we call something, either gives it life and enlarges it, or it gives it death and it shrinks it. So if you say something like the foreign women has more understanding than the local ones. So there, it would appear that you have not necessarily studied human behavior. So, I mean, thank God today is even Lords of Logic, so it certainly allows me kind of touch on this for a minute. And I think I would like for you to think about it. Hopefully, when we have an opportunity to have a conversation on it, then we can thoroughly lacerate it. Language. When you say foreign, sometimes given the local connotation of what we know to be foreign, already there is a bias towards anything that comes from outside, inside. If it's for, I love Italian furniture. If you tell me furniture, my mind goes to Spain or Italy first. Now I'm getting, people are showing me pictures of furniture out of Italy. And then someone sent me furniture out of, I think it was Germany. So if you tell me furniture, my mind is, I've crossed the airport. Once you just say furniture, you know? Because there is a bias. Hopefully someone would have to do something locally that is equally as good and of great quality for me to maybe readjust my mind. You get it? So when you say something is foreign, there's already like a bias that we have nursed through time. Yeah, we have for the longest time, maybe through deliberate effort or say perfunctorily, we have not giving value to that which is made locally or that which is local. So there is an innate, say, tendency to look down on it and, for example, call it local and then say foreign. And maybe sometimes what that also means is that the foreign is superior to that that's local. So when you use the word local to describe a Nigerian woman in this context, for example, automatically in the language you have submerged her beneath something that, quote unquote, might appear to be superior to her. And that's just language. And you don't even mean to be harmful. It's just the structure in the language already has assigned positioning to the Nigerian woman and to the white woman. Language. Just one sentence, you have broken down someone and put them in a box already. Okay, so in order for us to adjust that, you have to first understand that there is a study to be comprehended when it comes to human behavior. Human behavior, I mean, it's a broad thing, but I just want to highlight something. Some people are easily agreeable, some are not. Some people you have to convince. They need a little bit of clarity to accept something. Some people do not easily accept. Now, according to what psychologists and sociologists have been able to document, they suggest that to a large degree, women are agreeable. Not Nigerian women, not by Elsa women, not Cross River women, not Igbo women, that by disposition, women are largely agreeable. Men tend to be a little bit more argumentative, confrontational, you know, blah, 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 based on culture and nurture. Yeah? Okay. But then sometimes you meet some women and they're not necessarily agreeable. They're not, you don't easily convince them, and they're not pushovers. They're not going to have you throw something in their face and then they run with it. If you tell them jump, they're going to sit down and wait for you to pretty much follow that up. Like, they are that daring. Yeah. And then some men are not necessarily confrontational or adversarial. They're peaceful, they're quiet, they don't want a challenge, particularly if it's not necessary, if they can avoid a problem. It doesn't make them less a man. And the fact that, according to psychologists or sociological studies, because they're not, or because they're agreeable people, doesn't mean that they're less human. So there's something to be learned about human behavior, dispositions, culture, and enculturing. Yeah? So that until we understand that, we can't even create like a better mental image of the world that we want to see. I think it is particularly condescending for a phrase, for someone to say something like, foreign women are more understanding. No, foreign women are not more understanding. Because first of all, by observation, it would appear as though the phrase suggests that the reason the Nigerian woman is not so understanding is because she went to Ile Ife. What school did you go? What school did you attend? Covenant University. So the reason you're not so understanding is because you're a local breed. You went to Covenant. Yeah? And if I was a foreign woman, the reason I am more understanding is because I went to Harvard. Like, it's stupid. Like, it doesn't... So, I mean, something like that. Or maybe, like, my environment is... No. If you've been to Europe before, the way the society, particularly the ones that I like... You know, the way the society is fashioned, it's fashioned to be mellow. Some societies are conservatives. The Americans are liberals, but you go to some societies, they're conservatives. A good example, I went for coffee in the morning. I think it was either Milan or Florence. And a guy came in a Vespa. A Vespa is like bikes that about women use that year. Yeah, like, it's not even like sports bike, not that fancy stuff. Vespa, huh? It's like the bikes about women use that year. Okay. And then he comes into the coffee shop. He sees me sitting by myself, and then he says, oh, can I join you? And then he sits down and we start talking, and he says, where are you from? And I say, I'm Nigerian. He's like, oh, wow. Oh, I know this about Nigeria. I know this about Nigeria. And then he starts to ask me places I have been. I think it was Florence. You know, he asked me whether I'd been here, if I'd like to see that, see this. So while we were talking, let me tell you my observation. He wore a three-quarter He wore shorts and it was three-quarter, and he wore a shirt and he just threw the shirt over the shirt and had a pen in the breast pocket of the shirt, drove a Vespa. Huh? Okay. How did I know the guy was rich? The pen and the wristwatch. Nothing else on the guy looked like... He looked like someone who left his shop where he was selling biscuits and sweets and just came out to have coffee. It was the pen, because the Montblanc pen has, some of them have like a diamond in them. His had a diamond in it, and it was in his breast pocket. And then the watch, finished. He wore slippers. Maybe he was washing in his backyard. He just strolled out of some backyard and just came out to have coffee. And then you realize that they're not showy people. They're conservatives. They're not showy people. They don't think that for you to rate them or scale them, their money has to be sitting on their neck or they have to be driving it. Or he drove a Vespa. I can't remember. Well, maybe I think some Nigerians will do it, but if they have to, I think what we are known for is if we have it, even the dead should see it. Because if you can't see it, then it's as though we don't have it. That's the Nigerian thing. We're showy people. We like to be seen. But some people are not like that. They don't care to be seen. They don't want you to see them. If they can, they want to be like the next guy on the street. So maybe it's even that mentality that has allowed them build a society where the rich guy can take the train and the poor guy can take the train. The rich man can walk on the road and the poor guy can walk on the road. You go to Dubai, the poor men and the rich men are in the same place. But it's that. I think as Nigerians, we need to start to, and maybe I actually think it's a thing of information. So that the way we say something, look, if you called your dog beautiful, all of a sudden, all your neighbors would think your dog was beautiful because that's exactly what you call it. And if you called your child intelligent, and if before you know it, all the kids at school will think he was maybe that intelligent. After all, that's what he is called. So that language plays a fundamental role in creating the sketch of the frame of your perception, the way what you say. So that maybe that is the best reference to how creation came about, that it was thought and then it was said. So that you have to check what you say, and for what you say to not just be dead on arrival, instead should have life, should have meaning, and should have the power to bring out something that looks like creation or beauty or something great, is that you must first inform your mind so that when you speak, your information or your words are as powerful as the image in your head. And maybe if the image in your head are reflected in your words, then what you create with your words are equally as powerful. So basically, it's a flowing river. A great man will create great stuff. A great woman will create great things. A weak woman is just really what it is. So please, I think it's necessary that we check that you look at a thing and you program your mind. I mean, it's a different thing if you're telling the truth. If something is stupid and you say, oh no, that's stupid, but not necessarily out of malice. No, not malice. You're pointing something out, something that you're given an opportunity to correct itself. No, that's not the conversation. It's the way we frame our narrative as a people. It's just the same way I wouldn't tolerate everybody say, or anybody say to me, you know, Nigerians are known to be thieves. That's a very, very uninformed statement. Like, you know, Nigerians are known for 419. I wouldn't have anybody say that to me. I'm Nigerian, proudly so. Do I like what's happening in my country? No. Do I like the politics? No. Do I like the deaths? No. Do I like the currency? No. No. But would I have somebody on the basis of those things talk down on me as a Nigerian? No. Because even though I don't like all of those things about Nigeria, the moment I individualize myself as a Nigerian, I automatically want to be seen on the same standard as the highest Israeli person. Actually, the least Israeli thinks he's better than a Palestinian, something like that, yeah? The moment I individualize myself, the moment I hold myself in a picture and I'm speaking to someone, that person must equally hold me in the highest regard as they would do their president. So all of a sudden, I'm making sure I'm not the Nigerian who's the 419. I'm making sure I'm not the Nigerian who's a thief. I'm making sure I'm not the Nigerian who they think is uneducated. I'm making sure I'm not the Nigerian that they're thinking about. But I don't necessarily fancy the Nigeria like that. Even me as a Nigerian, you get it. But automatically, the moment you speak to me and you say, where are you from? I say, I'm Joyce Odichima Onyemo. I am Nigerian. And then you're going to start thinking, all those people that steal money. And I'm there to prove every notion that you have wrong. So imagine if I allowed the person say, oh, well, so, you know, you're from that country where they steal. You're probably not even any better. And I just keep quiet. Or maybe I tend to agree with him because, after all, he's not wrong. Hey, it's that, or maybe I do something about not allowing someone else's notion prevail, particularly if it's false, if it's uneducated, and if I'm better than his ideas, then I don't allow his ideas prevail. That's what it means to take responsibility for myself. And maybe if we all did that, the society that we seek is really everybody being a responsible person. And then when we meet on the streets, we create a society where everybody can live in. So the Nigerian woman is not inferior to the foreign woman. You see, that statement is not just uneducated. First of all, it is uneducated. Second, it is stupid. It is very stupid. It is very, very, very stupid. Because what you do is you undermine even yourself as the male amongst Nigerian women. You also do that. You also do that because you don't suppose that if your women are of no value and they gave birth to you, that you are of any value. Come on now, it's just basic math. If the women have no value, the men are not, they're not even as good as whatever is left of the value system. Because it's what's there that births what's to come. I'm here. So what will be in the tomorrow is what I will bring forth. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful. It's just the truth. You cannot say that. You can't say that. And it's funny because I also think that that's maybe how some people perceive reality if it's a foreign woman. So women are generally agreeable. Some Nigerian women might not be agreeable. The same way some white women will not be agreeable. Some Nigerian women are patient. Some foreign women are patient. Some Nigerian women are kind. Some foreign women are kind. The devil is not time zone constrained. He's on every time zone, on every planet, in every tongue, in every tribe. So to not even know that that's even the formula. Yeah, but the way a society is conditioned can even help a person's temperament. So they say, for example, Nigerians are crazy. Well, maybe it's because the society in itself is crazy. If they move the people, if they move some Nigerians, not everybody, some Nigerians to a different environment, they could become temperate. You know, the temperance could change. They could become more, I don't know whether that's even true. Because I've been to Ghana, and Ghanaians think Nigerians are loud. Oh, yeah. You think you guys are noisemakers. But, I mean, yeah, that's why I think some Nigerians, you know, some. So I think we need to, we would have to have a conversation around that to see how language structures society. Just what you say. And life maybe begins from what you say and how you say it. Because the moment you say it, you're stacking up the mental reality in your head. And what's in your head is what you act out. If you thought I was inferior to a white woman, you would dare treat me inferior to a white woman. So if there was a black woman in the house, in the room, and there was a white woman, you'll give the white woman more attention and then tend to probably disregard the black woman. Yeah. You would do that. I went for a meeting somewhere. I was talking to a white guy and a northerner came by. I think I don't know if he was an Alaji, but you know, he's a northerner. Looked like he was in his 50 something years old. And he shook the white man. And I greeted him as someone who's older. And I extended my hand to say good afternoon. And he touched the tip of my finger. So I think, first of all, culturally, I think some men don't shake women, I think. I figured it out a few years later. I didn't even understand what it was he did. I didn't understand it. He kind of, you know, and he didn't look me in the eye. So he was talking to the white guy, and because my hand was right in the middle of all three of us, so it was maybe, I don't know. Maybe I made him feel uncomfortable. He just, you know, like he just touched the tip of my finger like, you're a woman, we don't shake you. I don't know what was on his mind, but you know, that was what happened. But then that was a man. So maybe man to man they shake, but they don't shake women. Maybe, I don't know what happened. Because it just became conversation from there. But I just noticed that was weird, wasn't it? So, Nigerian women are not inferior, basically put. And the proof is everywhere. Heaven, the proof is everywhere. So please do not say your sisters are inferior, your friends are inferior, your mother is inferior. It's like, and if you even think like that, you probably also think that the white man is also inferior to you. I need to open a school, man. You probably also think the white guy is inferior to you. And maybe I have to just stack your reality and show you your history and say, no, he is not. Off on a break. We'll be right back.
This is The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. Right here on the show, you'll enjoy the unvanished truth from a people of a rising continent. On Mondays, radioactive. Tuesdays, open thought. Wednesdays, worthy of note. On Thursdays, the lords of logic. And on Fridays, oh, what a week.
Wow.
I invite you to the world on The Sunny Side. Right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Weekday from 12 to 3 p.m.
My name is Joyce.
Nigeria Info, on Lords of Logic today, which would happen after Confessions Thursday. The question is, what is responsibility? What is responsibility? Quite simplistic, isn't it? We're going to talk about that when it's time for Lords of Logic. But for now, it is Confessions Thursday. You don't say your name. You don't say your name. You don't say your name. I like that part. 47 minutes past 12 on 99.3 Nigeria Info. You don't say your name, and you can tell us something that is bothering you, something you're dealing with, shame, pain, sadness, regret, something from your past. Yeah, particularly if you regret it, something that you did that you look back on and then you regret. Something that you hope you didn't do but did nonetheless. Something you didn't know was wrong but did it anyhows. And maybe it's something that maybe brings you shame, but it could have also been something that has made you better. It's Confessions Thursday, and when you call in, you do not say your name, and the secrets can begin. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Welcome to Nigeria Info. You're on The Sunny Side. How are you, my friend? We're happy to have you here. Good afternoon to you. Can you hear us? No? Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you on Nigeria Info. Please do not say your name. It's Confessions Thursday.
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah, I just want to appreciate you. So far, you have elaborated all your experience was so much. And I'm so happy about what you have said so far. That is about who has written on your Twitter about bringing down a woman or something like that.
Oh, and yeah.
You explained so much. That you have exhausted all the time you're supposed to discuss with us. There was. I believe you would have. Today, I know that you used to take.
Do you have a confession?
Coffee.
Coffee?
You used to take coffee. Then my confession goes to you like this. That is like today you have added Tramadol in your.
What's Tramadol? That's a. Is that a.
In your coffee. You have explained so deeply that you have forgotten what you're supposed to discuss today.
Why do you think I've forgotten? Do you suppose I have forgotten? Are you telling me? Are you asking me?
That is, we have gone so far.
No, hold on a second. Believe me, it's my show. I'm allowed to do with it what I will.
Yeah,
and I know I haven't forgotten what I wanted to say. I told you what I wanted to discuss. If you have a confession, you bring it forth. If you don't, I'd like to say thank you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for calling. What did he say? I did Tramadol. Tramadol, is that not what they smoke or inhale? Tramadol. That's a drug, yeah. The one people abuse. So he thinks I'm crazy. You're sorry? Did he suggest that I was crazy? I'm leaving you guys. I'll leave you in this Nigeria and go somewhere. Where am I going to go? I'll leave you. It's like you like what's following you. You like this thing that's worrying you. I'm leaving you. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Someone actually said that.
Joyce. Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon.
Please, come educate you. George, sorry. Forgive that man for me. I want to, please, I want to say something concerning what you just explained to us concerning some people downgrading women. Can I go 30 seconds?
Oh, 30 seconds.
Thank you. When I was working in a company, they used to bring all these Chinese and Lebanese. Some of my people, they call them master. I would ask them, say, is it master of free money or master degree holder? A person, when they just speak from me, or road 7, can you come to Nigeria, you call it a master. Well, we are working. I'm a one-man rail squad. I can wear slippers, go to America and meet Trump. Nothing concerns me. So when my uncle wanted to send money for me to come to America every day before Korea, I said, send some money. Let me buy more machines so that I can be able to employ more Nigeria. So I'm not saying that. Okay. Are you listening to me?
Yeah, we'll listen.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, we'll listen.
Thank you.
Thank
now,
you.
Now, I want to confess.
Uh-oh. Okay, go ahead. 30 seconds. Another.
When I was small, I used to steal meat from my mama pot. I used to steal meat.
Bless your heart.
They used to give me my own meat, but in the night, I would still stealing meat. My mother would be asking, say, this person, when they see this meat, you will continue stealing meat, and I do not confess.
Oh, wow.
Sister, do you know that anytime when my wife gives me food, after eating my wife's food, I will still go to her pot and continue eating, stealing meat.
Even up till now?
Even up till now. So they... When you know that I go post, go see meat, you will not bring something like four meat or chicken. They will want to go see after we eat finish.
Well, that's sad.
So the thing is disturbing me, whether it will help me, or no. Because any man or anyone, when he said this thing, where our parents, they cost, no the work. If they work well, I have been stealing meat since small, you know.
Okay, wow. Okay. All right.
I don't know how you go take help me.
The Lord is your shepherd. Pray about it.
Okay, look, I pray.
Yeah, yeah.
Because last 1 month I confessed about how when I was there, when somebody was raping me, I will ask you, say, why didn't that girl come out his own clothes? You say you don't know. I kind of wonder whether you're not a woman. Why you go tell me, say you don't know?
Kevin, what's my business with
I mean, when I was there, I go come out my own clothes. The girl don't come out her own clothes. I ask you, so why you not come out? You say you don't know.
How am I supposed to know? I didn't rape you.
No, you know they say you raped me. Why did she come out her own clothes? And only me go come out my own clothes.
Look,
you raped me now.
Predators have a different mentality. We need to examine her. We need to ask her why she even raped you to begin with. But it doesn't even appear that you're offended that you were raped. You're offended that she didn't take off her clothes. You also probably need to see that too.
I enjoy that she not come out her own clothes. Now I'm going to ask you to why.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. Look, it's always good to have you around here. Thank you very much for calling. Next caller, please. Hello, the Sunny Side. Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Welcome. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Not really, but I actually want to call. With respect to your opening statement today.
It's actually a confessions hour, and I think I'd like to stay on track.
Yeah, you spoke about men demeaning women and all of that.
I spoke about the language. Did you miss that
language
part?
Language demeans.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think it's one of two things. I think maybe you don't like men, or your opening statement...
Wait. Hold on. Do you really think I don't like men? Because I'm not trying to fix it. Is that what you want to believe? You can have it.
I don't think you don't like men, but I think your opening statement today was quite hypocritical.
You think it was hypocritical?
Someone,
all right, it's okay. Yeah. You can keep it. You can have it. I don't have a problem with that. If you think you can go. At this point, I'm even happy that you're even thinking at all. So if you think and you arrive somewhere around the bend, fine. Off on a break. We'll be right back. Nigeria Info, you're on the Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. It's 4 more minutes before touchdown 1 p.m. to bring you Lost to the Headlines. On the Sunny Side, Confessions Thursday. So to the last caller, I'm not sure whether you're trying to be modest with your opinion of me. I don't have a problem with what you think of me. I'm glad that you even, at least you're thinking. For the longest time, I've had a challenge with trying to get people to thoroughly consider something so that you would even think about that. Is I'm happy with that. Just think, it's okay. What I am is not confusing to me. What you think of me is not my problem, it's yours. I'm not going to steward your thinking or what you think. I do appreciate the fact that you would engage in thinking. So please do a good job at it. That's even the whole point. Not that you just think, but that you do a good job at it. Yeah. Thanks to my digital guy, Dipo, he's just sent me some clarity. Tramadol is an over-the-counter drug used as a psychoactive substance. So apparently, that's a psychotropic drug. I get it now. No, I don't do drugs, hardly even do medication. So I guess he was trying to compliment me. We'll take it. Confessions Thursday. Call me if you have a confession on the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Turn off your radio. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. What's your name? Oh, no. Sorry, I do apologize. Please don't say your name.
Right. Today I want to confess. I'm Ikechukwu. He's my partner in crime.
You still meet too? This is sad.
Yeah. One day I still meet inside Afan Soup. You know, Afan Soup has little leaves inside.
You know, you.
So I didn't know.
You don't have a problem. We want problems. We really want problems.
I didn't know that my mom was at my back. So my mom just opened the kitchen and saw me there, and he now asked me the meat I stole was a bone meat, so I could not swallow the meat. So she now asked me what is it in your mouth. I said nothing.
Wait. We don't need to, that's not a serious problem. That's not a life-threatening problem. Have you stopped stealing, by the way?
Yeah. I stopped. Because I told my wife, I said, you have to be giving me meat, because in our family, we eat meat a lot. But we don't play with meat. Yeah.
All right. I'm glad you're a better man from that. Thank you very much for calling. Really. Oh, wow. No. We're going to have to go for a break and bring you Lost to the Headlines, top of the hour. And when we return, it is Confessions Thursday. Your little habits of childhood, I want to believe, haven't followed you into adulthood. That would be crazy. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back on the sunny side.
This is The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce.
Tune in to The Sunny Side with Joyce every weekday from 12 to 3 p.m.
Expect so much fun right here. 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info, the sunny side, 4 minutes past 1 p.m. Confessions Thursday. If you stole meat, I don't care. Please don't call me again. Tell me about that. Please see the priest about it. I think. Are you Catholic? Okay. I think the priest usually would forgive sins. Is that what they do? Or you confess to the priest and then he tells you to go and sin no more, that he'll mediate for you. Okay, you Hail Mary and then you say sign of the cross. All right, you see the priest for that. Let's do serious stuff now. Welcome, my name is Joyce. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190 on Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon, do not say your name. Welcome, do you have a confession? Sorry, I lost you. Your line has a problem. If you can, please call back the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. Good afternoon. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome. Do you have a confession?
I want to tell you something.
Do you have a confession? I want to keep it there. I don't want it to, you know, derail. I want to keep it on where it should be. Do you have a confession, please?
No, I want to tell you, just patience.
No, I'm sorry. You're probably going to have to do that at a later time because we want to keep it on the show. Thank you. The sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Turn off your radio. I do apologize. Please call back. The sunny side. Hello. Welcome. This is Nigeria Info. Turn off your radio.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome. What's your name? I do apologize. No. Forgive me. No name. Yeah, please go ahead.
Joyce, I don't know if you see this as weird or... because the state I'm in now, I don't know, I don't understand. I got married, and she's a very beautiful woman and everything. But
yeah.
After some time, I just noticed that there is this thing that when somebody is perfect, there is always one or two things that always look like comma or something like that. My wife is this kind of person that is, as in the way the our own love language yes, is, I don't understand it because she will always insist that anytime I'm in the maybe I'm going to the restroom to you know to
have a shower.
She always, no, not shower. Now, if the shower is better now, as in if you want to defecate or something like that, I should like to be there. Or something like that. I don't understand that she wants to be there, and if she wants to do it, that I must be there. I don't understand. Is that normal?
Well, I don't know what normalcy is for you or for her. It appears abnormal to you. It's a fetish. She has a fetish. That's a fetish.
I didn't get your question.
I think I'm making a statement. I assume it's a fetish. She likes toilet smell, or maybe she likes to look you in the face. Well,
I feel if you're doing that kind of a thing, it has to be private now. That's what I feel. But she will insist that, okay, I must be there when you're doing it so that I can see you. When I'm doing it, you must see me or something like that.
Yeah. When you asked her, what did she say? Did she explain it? Could she explain it?
Yeah, the explanation is that if I really love her, I should be able to see her when she's doing it, and she should be able to see when I'm doing it.
That's not love. That's a fetish. It's a fetish. She likes toilet smell, and maybe it's a way or one way for her to feel close to you. I don't know why the toilet is a venue of any sort, but you can talk to her, and if you don't like it, tell her it makes you feel uncomfortable. Yeah.
But the issue now is that, when you love somebody, you like to, one way or the other, satisfy them. So another device means that, okay, just to avoid this thing, I will make sure I do it on maybe during the week at the office. But she will not intentionally cook things on Friday so that I can do it on Friday because she noticed that maybe I'm trying to avoid or something.
Okay,
like
look,
that.
This sounds like you need to see a psychologist for this one. Me or her? Well, her, but you also have to follow her so that when the psychologist is speaking, you are hearing the psychologist tell her something you should also hear because it would help your response or reactions to her. That's weird.
So that means it's not normal, right?
Look, I'm trying to avoid the word abnormal. In my world, it would be. So this is what I mean, that I don't think I want to be in the toilet if you were there because I wouldn't like the smell. And I don't think, I don't think you should be in the toilet as well, except maybe you really want to be there. I wouldn't necessarily care. But if she's hung on it, there's something a little off about that. But then again, maybe it's that we don't know that side of her. It might really just be something fancy for her. It might just be something... Yeah, it might not be a problem until you understand it. It's only a problem now because you don't understand it. I think it's ridiculous, but see a doctor.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, wow. Yes, people have fetishes, and that's one of it. Hello, the sunny side. How are you? Sorry, I lost you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. It's Confessions Thursday. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. Yes, I can. Confessions Thursday. Please go ahead.
I wanted to talk about the language, the mentality that we black people also have on the white guy.
I do apologize. That's not necessarily the conversation. It's Confessions Thursday.
It's a confession. I don't have any confession to make right now.
So if you don't have a confession, then there would be no need for you to be here. At least not
now. Thank you.
Thank you very much. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190 Nigeria Info. Hello. Turn off your radio.
Yeah, hello.
Welcome. Good afternoon, Confessions Thursday. We can hear you. Please go ahead.
Yeah. My confession, I don't really feel any kind of remorse about it. I just feel I just let it out there yet. Okay, I have a friend, my best friend. He has he has a cousin, which is quite older than the both of us, though.
Yeah.
So we used to live together. We all used to live together in the same house. Then this cousin has like a stepsister. I don't know if you get it. So we all were living in the same house together, you understand? So I don't know, the stepsister was actually making pass at me. She's actually quite matured, 23. Then once she led to another, I had sex with the stepsister. Then I don't know, the stepsister was actually catching feeling along the line, which I actually tried to stop. Then along the line, I started having sex with the cousin, which is my friend, that like the elder sister. Then I started having sex with that one too, because the tension was just high, though. I don't get. Then I think the younger sister found out, but she couldn't approach her elder sister to actually confront her, like, why she having sex. So I knew she found out because she approached me like, why am I having sex with her and having sex with her sister? I'm like, it's just sex, like, it's nothing, it's not severe dating. So out of that, she just packed her bag, left the house, went back to what was it called? I forgot the name of this village. She went back, yeah. And I and the sister, we are still on our rendezvous, but I kind of just feel bad. Well, the only thing I feel bad about is that my friend has always warned me I should never go close to his elder sister. I shouldn't. Like, if I get right. close to
So
that,
then you did now, and she's left the house.
No, we're still together. We're still living together.
But you're an adult. She's an adult as well, isn't it?
Yeah, sure.
So yeah. You don't know whether your friend is going to kill you when he finds out. That's really what this conversation is about.
Yeah, he's going to skin me alive. Like, he's going to skin me alive, like, finding out that. Because normal guys, whenever we have sex about girls, we actually joke around about it.
It's all right. Just say a prayer, Hail Mary, and wait in case your death is just...
No. Death is not. No, it's not really that. You're just going to shout out or nothing. So,
all right. But, okay. Yeah. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. The Sunny Side, Confessions Thursday. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Sorry, I lost you. Hello. Welcome to The Sunny Side. How are you?
Hello.
Turn off your radio, lady, please. Do that. Have you done it?
No.
Turn off your radio. That would be good. Thank you.
Okay.
Have you done that?
My confession is that...
You must turn off your radio, lady. You have to turn it off totally. Please.
My phone. I'm far from it now.
Yeah, maybe it's not enough. So it's either you turn it off or you pretty much go outside the premises. Maybe, like, far
okay,
away.
Okay. Just hold on. Let me switch it off. Hello.
Yeah, this is good. Thank you very much. Confessions Thursday, please go ahead.
Okay. My confession is that I hardly forget when somebody offends me.
Yeah.
So, and this has been going on for quite some time now. Once somebody, maybe the rate at which I like or love someone is still the same rate at which I will get displeased when somebody offends me.
Yeah.
And once that person, he or she, and whoever it is, does that person, I will just recoil into myself. I will not want to have anything to do with that person again. And it's not as if I hate that person.
Yeah.
Yes, I will forgive, but I wouldn't want to associate or have anything to do with that person again. I will just... Even if it's my own sibling, brother or sister, same mother, I will just coil into my own self. I will not want, we can be talking or greeting or forgiving you, but that same mistake, I wouldn't want it to...
Happen again. Yeah. Okay.
To me.
Yeah.
And one again, I might be sounding somehow... I don't like anybody to make me cry. When somebody makes me cry and I speak with anger to that person in the process as I'm crying, definitely the person will not find it easy.
Mm.
So I don't know And anger really makes me to get out of, you know, I will start, and sometimes I will be feel bad that I have said this or done this to that person out of anger.
Mm-hmm.
But that thing, I cannot reverse it.
Wait, so bring it back.
As in, there was a time I had a relationship with a guy.
Uh-huh. Speak real quick.
He did something very bad to me. I was battered in that relationship.
Yeah.
And since that day, I got angry, I cried, and I made a pronouncement on him. As I'm telling you today, he's still working on him.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Though I'm married, I've forgiven him.
Yeah.
He tried to call me to beg for forgiveness. I said, I'm forgiving you, but just go. I don't want you.
Yeah. Okay. So,
I don't know.
Do you?
Maybe I am well, or whether there are some people like me. I don't just know.
So when you say people like you, like people who have the kind of power that you have to make pronouncements on people or cast spells?
Yes. It's not as if I'm casting spells on the person, but,
yeah.
You know?
Once you're angry and you say something to them, it kind of hits them.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, there are people like you. Oh, absolutely. There are people like you. But then it's maybe we might need to adjust the... How do you rate the anger? Is it like any time... So I want to speak on the first part, which was that if you get angry at someone, then you cut them off, you don't want to have something to do with
them. Yes.
You say not just friends, but also your brothers and your sisters. So then you keep malice with your brother.
Yes, it might take some time because we are brothers.
Yeah.
And I will not accept that person back. But it's not as if I begrudge the person.
So the fact that you don't... The fact that there's no grudge is a very good sign.
Mm. I would just hold on to myself. I wouldn't want to associate with the person again.
So then, I think for your siblings, the time it takes for you to come right back is really the time required for you to get over it. That's really what it is. So you're not angry, you no grudge,
I be thinking I'm still angry with them.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, I'm no more angry.
Yeah. So you take a longer time to get over things.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine.
Yes.
Some people are like that. Their patience really, really thin. And once it
snaps... Yes, but sorry to cut you, but the fact is that once I try over 18, I have forgotten that, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Once
because I love to cry.
Yeah.
Not that I cry easily, but once anything makes me angry and I cry over that thing, I have forgotten that thing.
Okay.
But if I now make a pronouncement to that person,
yeah,
that person will not find it easy.
Yeah. So bless your heart. I don't think there's anything wrong with you. I don't think there's anything wrong with you. You're just really who you are. It would appear that that's pretty much how you are made. You don't have a lot of room for. How tolerant are you on a scale of 1 to 10? How tolerant are you?
I am very tolerant too. Very, very accommodating. Once someone offends me.
So is it like first offense or second offense? Just first one.
The first one I might say is a mistake.
Yeah.
I will accept it. But once it comes the second time, no, I cannot accept it.
Yeah, so it's some people are like that. I mean, I hate to think that there's a part of me in all of that.
Okay.
Yeah. So long as there's no grudge, you're not allowed bitter. You're not allowed to be bitter.
But people that don't know, they will think I'm keeping malice with the person. I'll say I'm not keeping malice,
no.
But I don't just want this person around me.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. I mean, yeah, of course. Oh, absolutely. No, so long as there's no bitterness and there's no grudge.
No, there's no bitterness.
No, that's fine. You don't want to talk to somebody. You don't want to talk to somebody. You want to talk to somebody. You want to talk to somebody. You want somebody in your life. You want them. You don't want somebody. You don't want somebody. It's really that.
But people around, they will be telling you that you keep malice. Why can't you accommodate? You know our normal Nigerian people, the way they talk.
I mean, I don't know.
I'm telling them, this is my principle. This is what I want, and I'm standing on my ground.
Oh, well, unfortunately, people always have something to say, even about the dead. I don't even know why you would bother about that.
Yes.
What must not happen, what I think you should at least ensure is not the case, bitterness and anger. Because
No, I don't have bitterness and anger.
Because that could bring vengeance, or at least thoughts of vengeance. And that's evil, that's not good. So long as that's not the case, well, yeah. If it takes you 1 month, it takes you 1 month. Takes you 2 months, takes you 2 months. Takes you 1 year, takes you 1 year.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
But then again, you say you're tolerant, so that's equally fair.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'm a first-time caller.
Thank you very much.
I've been trying very long.
We're glad you got through today. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. I needed to understand her tolerance level, because usually the problem is if they're not tolerant, then they have to accommodate humans. But my mother would say, "Onye choka madu dikaya onorowea." You know what that is? No, I like the way you look at me like you don't know. my mother would say that. My mother used to say that to me, that when I complain about people's actions, she'll say, "Well, you know, I think you should be a little bit more patient with people." Then she'll say that, meaning if you want someone to be like you, then you'd have to be by yourself. Meaning that it's, you cannot find anybody who is like you. So chances are that is either the option or you then be by yourself. Now I'd rather be by myself. Yeah. The Sunny Side. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Hello. Hello. Welcome to Nigeria Info. It's Confessions Thursday, lady.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Hello, good afternoon. We're happy to have you. Don't say your name. Confessions Thursday, hit the ground running, baby. Go.
Of course, it's Confessions Thursday. I won't say my name.
Okay, go ahead.
But I'm very sure with my voice you know me, because you are the person that I know so well.
Oh, I don't know
my
you.
My confession is that, yeah, I know you very well.
Okay.
My confession is what has been bothering me, and that has to do with what you're doing now.
Oh.
What you're doing now, Joyce, is very good, but I don't like the aspects of you making people to think that you're Ash. And Joyce, that I know very well, I want Nigeria Info to know that when Joyce is in love,
you family people, I'll block you on this Nigeria Info.
No,
what is this?
You can't. He's not family person. Joyce, that I know, is a very humble person when it comes to love.
Don't worry.
Joyce can love to
Don't worry.
And Joyce is here pounding her seat.
It's okay.
And people are thinking that he doesn't love men. Joyce, you love men. And when you are in love, you are really in love. And you can love more than any other person, more than me.
Ha.
You can love. That's my confession. Don't do that. I don't like it. Because you're a very humble human being.
Yeah.
I can rate you 8.
Okay. Well, thank
That's
you very much for calling.
I don't want
thank
you to
you.
Do that again.
Okay, thank you very much for calling. So first, I don't think I know her. I can't tell by the voice. I probably know her, but I don't know her voice. So I think you really care what people think. I don't. I really, 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 really don't. Like, I'm even happy that you like the responsibility of thinking. That could take us somewhere close to Mars. I don't care. I don't care what you think. It's all right. Well, you're speaking about love. Well, maybe that's really the conditioning of love, that when you're in love, that love requires surrender. So it's not like I necessarily have a choice against love. So yes, when I love, I'm usually like that. But other than that, because I've also noticed that when you love, you get taken for granted. That's happened to me. And the problem with that opportunity is that the person who I fell in love with didn't know me. So what he did, we took advantage of the conditioning, which is very unfortunate, because now he must know me. I insist that it's the only opportunity that he would ever have, knowing me, this one that you hear. Well, yeah, thank you very much for confessing. Off on a break. Wait, are we due for a break? Okay, I can have one more conversation before we go off on a break. The Sunny Side, welcome. My name is Joyce. Turn off your radio. Ah, these people.
I've already turned it
down. Oh, welcome. You have a confession?
Yes, ma'am. I have a confession. Like, there was a lady called that complaining about how when you get angry with people. I'm the same like that lady, but I don't know how to figure it out.
I mean, you can't figure it out. Don't say you don't know. You know.
You see, like, I have one of my blood brother, like, this guy is always attacking me. I'm not kind of person that likes.
Did you say attacking you? The man is always attacking you?
Yes. Like, in every I check, the man, like, see how this guy is doing and all that, you know, the guy is always behind me. He don't, when he goes to people, like, he doesn't have anything to say but to talk about me. I know that.
He talks about you a lot.
A lot.
In a very condescending way or demeaning way.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, And I'll talk back to that guy. I don't want him to talk to me. Even my mother has been talking about that. Why are you like that?
Why are you like what? Avoiding somebody like, who's condescending to you?
Like when I turn to someone, like I don't want to see him. I don't want him to talk to me and all that. So that thing disturbed me a lot.
Oh, wait. You tell the guy you don't want to speak to him again, but it's disturbing you?
It's disturbing me.
What's disturbing you? Not talking to him is disturbing you?
Yes, yeah. Not talking to him, like, why am I like to him? Like, I have already forgiven him. I don't have any problem with him. The fact is that I don't want to see him, like, talking to me or behind me or doing other things.
Okay. I need to go off on a break. I need to even think about what you have just told me and see what I can make of it, all right? Thank you very much
for
calling. Nigeria Info, we're off on a break. We'll be right back.
More conversation, more talk, more right after this.